It's Monday, November 13th, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a nice way to open up this year's episode of the show. Dang Cleats, that's the name of the band from Boston, Massachusetts, doing the song Lines off their self-titled debut EP, Dang Cleats. And it's a song that sounds like something that would be on the show, doesn't it? I think it does. And so it was, because it belongs on the show. Speaking of things that belong on the show, how about Brighton, England's The Go Team? That's right, Sounds of My Head favorites, The Go Team. They're coming back with a new record out in January next year called Semicircle, and they've dropped the first song from it, conveniently titled Semicircle Song. So we're going to hear it right now. It's so incredibly great, like everything else by The Go Team. I'm super pumped that they have a new album coming out, and I'm equally as pumped to put the first single from it on the show. So here we go, the Go Team Semicircle Song, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. finally, new rule, stop making movies where the hero is a guy who can drive a car. Something we let 16-year-olds do. What does it say about our psyche that Hollywood could always count on men to plunk down 10 bucks to watch another man make a motor go vroom vroom? I recently caught up with Baby Driver because the critics loved it and I had forgotten that critics are stupid. It turns out it's just one more in a long line of movies like the Transporter series and Fast and Furious Parts 1 to Infinity and Gone in 60 Seconds and Driven and Drive and The Driver and Drive Angry and 10 others all with the exact same plot. When there is a tough job, or even an impossible mission, the key to it is a guy who possesses the elite, mind-blowing skill of driving.
I'm so excited that I
right, let's catch up. After the Go Team back there, we heard another Sounds of My Head favorites, Cut Copy from Melbourne, Australia. They're back. They have a new record called Haiku from Zero. And we heard a couple tracks from it. First, Black Rainbows, and then Standing in the Middle of the Field. And both are great songs, particularly Black Rainbows. That's my favorite track on the record. It harkens back to everything else from Cut Copy. They're very consistent, this band. I've been playing since the very first few episodes of the show. But also, kind of reminds me of Interface. It's this obscure Dallas band from when I was a kid, early 90s Dallas band. Like, they only had like two songs. But something about Cut Copy, this Black Rainbows in particular, kind of reminded me of Believe. Or maybe Is What You're Doing Right. I don't know. Kind of vaguely reminded me. I thought I'd mention it just because, like, why not? It's my show. I can mention whatever I want. Then after Cut Copy, we heard Songs for Walter. That's the name of the band from Manchester in the UK. We heard their songs Flowers on the Windowsill and Tougher Than a Soldier's Boots, both from their self-titled Songs for Walter album. And if you like those tracks, check out the whole thing. Though I do think those are the standouts. Okay, up next, from right here in New York City, Far Rockaway Queens, to be precise, Tall Juan. That's right, I played him on the show before, but he's got an album now since the last time I played him. So I'm going to play three songs. All are like really short, so I'm going to play three. We're going to hear I Don't Know What to Do, which is actually a song I played previously, but it's a different recording from this new record. And then Why Not and Time Bomb, all three great, and all three from his album Olden Goldies. So if you like these tracks, check out Olden Goldies. You won't be disappointed. It all sounds just like this, and it's all really short songs. So here we go, Tall Juan, right now with I Don't Know What to Do, Why Not, and Time Bomb.
I'm gonna We'll be right back. just want, son, I just want your company. Thank you.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Tall One back there, we heard Mellow Gang. That's the name of the band from London. We heard two tracks off their debut EP called Play. The songs we heard were Vendetta and Lagoon Selena. And I think they're both pretty great. I dig that sound, and I'm looking forward to more future releases from Mellow Gang. Hopefully it's all as good as that. Okay, then we heard Florist from the Catskill Mountains right here in New York State doing Glowing Brightly and the title track to their album If Blue Could Be Happiness. And both are great songs. Definitely some Frankie Cosmos vocally style going on in there. I like it very much. So if you like those two tracks, check out the whole thing. Okay, wanted to finish up this here episode with one of my all-time favorites, Fats Domino. That's right, Fats Domino passed away late last month. And I didn't mention it on the last show because it was a special episode, Scandinavia, and like, you know, Fats, he's from New Orleans. So whatever, it didn't make sense. But yeah, when Fats Domino passing away, it like hit me hard because I love me some Fats Domino. I always really have since I was a little kid. I was raised on Fats Domino. I'm just a lifelong huge fan of Fats Domino. So I was pretty bummed with his passing, even though, you know, he led a great, long, full life, you know, survived Katrina and the Ninth Ward. I mean, the guy's amazing. But anyway, yeah, you know, he died. So I wanted to put something on to remember him, but what did he put on? So I decided to go with something off his most recent album. Came out in 2011. You might not have heard about it. It was called Alive and Kickin'. I didn't even play anything from it on the show, because while his vocals are great, the recording quality of the album, it just sort of sounded like him singing over karaoke or something. The production was not what it should have been, in my opinion, for the band. You know, he sounded good, but the music itself just kind of sounded like crappy and wasn't super into it. So, you know, whatever. Most of it wasn't very great. But I went back and I was like, maybe there's something I can... And yes, indeed, Love You Till the Day I Die. Seems like the right song. It's one of the best on this record, Alive and Kickin'. And it seemed like the right one to put on for his passing. So Love You Till the Day I Die from Fats Domino, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds in My Head.
When I cry, you dried my eyes. No, I didn't wave a flag or save the country. Didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. I just want to tell you, I want to tell you, I'm gonna love you till the day I die.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was My World and Bust Out Brigade, both by The Go Team. I also talked over Pan Man Boogie by Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, who incidentally have a new album, but I don't like it. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including a video that this audio is taken from that I'm talking over right now. It's John Batiste, the band leader on Stephen Colbert's show. He's showing the New York Times how When the Saints Go Marching In would sound if Fats Domino played it, as contrasted with a traditional arrangement. It's a great video. You're going to want to watch it, so go to thesoundsofmyhead.com and look for links. You can also find links to where you can follow me on social media, like on Spotify, where you can get playlists for season 14 and just find all these songs without having to listen to me talk. It's pretty great. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.